From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
Well, thank you. I apologize for being a few minutes late. You can imagine a few things going on this week, but I am thrilled to be here. I always look forward to this evening because it represents an opportunity to celebrate a partnership with the Fritz Pollard Alliance, which I think has been incredibly productive in the sense that we have all gotten better because of the great work they do. I think the great work that our staff does, and the league has gotten stronger because of that. We have better people, we have better processes, and as a result, we are able to retain, attract, and develop great talent in our league, which makes us a better as a league. So to the Fritz Pollard Alliance, particularly you and your leadership and the entire team, we're just thrilled to partner with you. I do think, in addition to the work that we've done, obviously we focus an awful lot on head coaches and general managers and football personnel. The progress is being made with women breaking through and barriers that they haven't broken through before.
Roger Goodell, commissioner with the National Football League. On February 2, 2006, one of the most significant yet unpublicized events during Super Bowl 40 week was the first Fritz Pollard Alliance Salute to Excellence Awards. NFL head coaches Tony Dungy with the Indianapolis Colts, Lovie Smith with the Chicago Bears, and Marvin Lewis with the Cincinnati Bengals were honored with the Johnny L. Cochran Jr. Salute to Excellence Award at a star-studded event at the State Theater in downtown Detroit. It was appropriate to name the award after the late Johnny L. Cochran Jr., since he and Cyrus Mary issued a groundbreaking report, Black Coaches in the National Football League, Superior Performance, Inferior Opportunity, which has been the foundation for hiring changes in the NFL. This report led to the implementation of the, quote, Rooney Rule, end of quote, which required NFL teams to interview a minority candidate for head coaching and senior football operation opportunities. I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the 11th Annual Johnny L. Cochran, Jr. Salute to Excellence Awards at Super Bowl 50, In Black America.
Oh, goodness. See, boy, I'll tell you, see, you got to be honest. Boy, I was rushing. I'm just very proud to be here. And we always like to be recognized by people that are sincere. I have an announcement to make to all of you. I am 79 years old, and 1 month I'll be 80. Wow. Years old. All right. And I'll just say this a little short, give you this little short understanding of how I feel about the National Football League. It has been a major part of my life, the NFL. Through the ups and downs, they've always come through trying to do the right thing. I've known the commissioner for years, and his doors are always open. Big John Wooten fighting for freedom, equality, and justice was one of my honchos, my partners, back in the days when it wasn't too fashionable to have mixed audiences. And here we are today, and guess what? Is it Hugh Jackson? He is a person of color. And he is now the coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Jim Brown, NFL Hall of Famer and a 2016 recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Fritz Pollard Alliance Foundation. In July of 2002, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fired Tony Dungy, their all-time most successful coach, leaving 32 teams in the National Football League with one minority head coach. The firing was emblematic of what minority coaches in the NFL had long felt. Although minorities made up roughly 70% of the league's players, minority coaches were generally the last hired and first fired. Civil rights lawyers Cyrus Mary and the late Johnny L. Cochran were enraged with Dungy firing, and they believe it was the result of systematic racial discrimination in the NFL. They commissioned a study to compare the won-loss records of NFL head coaches by race over the previous 15 seasons, and the results were stunning. African-American coaches won more games than their white counterparts, but were less likely to obtain or retain coaching positions. Mary and Cochran used the study as the basis of a report they entitled Black Coaches in the National Football League, Superior Performance, Inferior Opportunity, and sent it to the league's headquarters. After several months of deliberation, the NFL implemented one of the principal proposals, that every team looking to hire a head coach should interview at least one minority candidate before making a decision. The Rooney Rule has been expanded to include women, requiring teams to interview women for executive positions.
Well, I'm very honored to be here tonight to accept this award, and I want to thank the Fritz Pollard Alliance for hosting such a nice event. Everyone in the NFL works very hard every year and wants to obviously be where Denver and Carolina are and make it to the Super Bowl. Well, I wish obviously that the Bengals were the team participating this weekend. I am very appreciative of the hard work put in by everyone at the Bengals organization this year. We had a number of positive highlights this year, and I'm going to bore you with a few of them. We had a 12-4 record that tied for best in the AFC and was tied for the best in Bengals history. We finished second in the NFL and first in the AFC in scoring defense at 17.4 points allowed per game. The ranking was the highest in franchise history. We had 8 players selected to the Pro Bowl. Andy Dalton had a passer rating of 106.3, which was first in the AFC and second in the NFL. And Andy also had 24 career road victories in his first 5 seasons, which was the most by any NFL quarterback in their first 5 seasons. We started the season 8-0, which set a franchise mark for the most consecutive wins in a season. A.J. Green surpassed 1,000 yards receiving, joining Randy Moss as the only NFL player to reach 1,000 yards in each of their first 5 seasons. Tyler Eifert set a Bengals record for the most touchdowns by a tight end with 13. Reggie Nelson had 8 interceptions to tie for the lead in the NFL. Carlos Dunlap had 13.5 sacks, placing him 2nd in total sacks in Bengals history. And Geno Atkins shared the league lead in interior line sacks with 11. So these are just highlights of the great work accomplished by our team this year. But these things only happen as a result of all the hard work that was put in by our coaches, led by Marvin Lewis, and by our scouts, led by Duke Tobin. I very much respect what they have helped the team accomplish over the last several years. John Wooten has talked about how important respect, integrity, and commitment are to success. My grandfather, Paul Brown, also always spoke of how the eternal verities will always prevail: loyalty, honesty, sincerity, discipline, and dedication. So I hope they are proud of how the Bengals represent these qualities. One more highlight for this year, being recognized here tonight by the Fritz Pollard Alliance. Thank you very much.
Katie Blackburn, Executive Vice President, Cincinnati Bengals, and Chair of the NFL Diversity Committee. Super Bowl 50 had many events, but one in particular brought everyone together to celebrate diversity in NFL leadership and honor those who worked diligently to make it a reality: the Fritz Pollard Alliance Awards Ceremony. 8 African-American top executive of NFL teams, 3 African-American head coaches, and a recipient of the Paul Tagliabue Award were honored at this year's event during Super Bowl 50 week in San Francisco, California. The Fritz Pollard Alliance Foundation honored these trailblazers at the 11th annual Johnny L. Cochran Jr. Salute to Excellence Awards. One of those honored was Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer with the Minnesota Vikings Football Club. Warren is the highest ranking African-American executive working on the business side of an NFL team. Warren completed his 11th season with the Vikings and his 17th in the NFL, previously serving as the Vikings Executive Vice President of Legal Affairs and Chief Administrative Officer. He now oversees all aspects of the Vikings business operations and created strategic efforts for all departments. Prior to joining the Vikings in 2005, Warren's NFL experience included tenures with the Detroit Lions and the St. Louis Rams. He was with the Rams when the team won Super Bowl 34 over the Tennessee Titans.
Thank you very much. I don't take it lightly. Every time I get an opportunity to stand before you, one person I definitely need to recognize is my wife, Greta, who's been with me for a long 25 years, as I say. I'm not easy to deal with, and I know that. She doesn't think that I'm that important. That's probably why we've been together so long. So I'd just like to recognize her. Greta, please stand up.
Thank you.
also, as you know, anytime anyone stands up here, it's because of the people who support them. So all our friends from Minnesota, Jill and Alexa and Tony, Steve, Jim Stapleton from Detroit, and Pastor Vera and Angie here from San Jose, this is my support family, and I wouldn't be standing up here without you. I'm just going to take a couple minutes. Mr. Wooten asked me to say a few things. There's so many things I want to say, but just to bring you up to speed as far as what's going on in Minnesota, it was about a year ago today, next week, that the Wolf family asked to meet with me, and they told me that they wanted to promote me to Chief Operating Officer of the Minnesota Vikings. And I just assumed that there had been other people who looked like me who had held this position in the National Football League, but I was wrong. But I accepted this job, and I told them I would do the best that I possibly can. And what's happened in Minnesota over the last year, we're currently building the largest construction project in the history of the state of Minnesota, $1.1 billion, our stadium, which is named U.S. Bank Stadium. We got our naming rights deal done 2 years before the stadium opens. We're scheduled to host the 2018 Super Bowl. We've sold 123 out of 131 of our suites. We've sold 45,000 of our 50,000 SBLs. We open our doors 177 days from today. We just closed on 205 acres in Eagan, Minnesota to start moving dirt in May to open up a new state-of-the-art practice facility. We were 11-5 this year, led by head coach Mike Zimmer and our GM Rick Spielman. We had our running back Adrian Peterson, who everyone knows, an incredible, incredible running back, the best in the league, won his third rushing title. We ended up 11-5, playing in the temporary stadium and won the NFC North. We promoted 8 new vice presidents, 2 of which are women, with another one being promoted here in the next week. We were the first NFL team to do a deal with Mama Va that provides breast lactation suites on site, at work, and in our stadium. So it has been a truly a blessing to be in this position. I start my day with my prayers. I end my night with my prayers. And I struggle in between the day and the night. But I say sincerely that I'm honored and I'm thankful for the Wolf family for giving me this opportunity. And as Coach Shaw said, every day that I wake up, which is what I tell my kids, the moment that garage door goes up, I'm black. And I tell them, don't forget it. In this house, maybe we don't recognize it, but the moment that garage door goes up, just remember what you're trying to do, that people will see you before they hear you. And you need to make sure that you're the most prepared. And if they tell you that the high jump is 6 feet, you better be able to jump 10 feet. So to the young folks in this room, don't get it twisted that you need to be more prepared, you need to work harder, you need to be smarter, you need to be more diligent to stay in pace. And if you want to get ahead, you need to be prepared that if they say, like I said, the high jump is 6 feet, that you better be prepared to jump 10 feet and you better be prepared to do it 10 times in a row. And that's how life is. But we're going to keep working hard. I'm going to support this organization. I love Mr. Wooten. I love everyone that works with this organization. And I thought about it flying in this morning. If Fritz Pollard walked through that door and had a chance to be a consultant for a week and look at what's going on in the National Football League and at our individual teams, what would he say? He would say that the league is doing a great job with the leadership of Commissioner Goodell and people like Troy Vincent and Todd Lewicki and Jeff Pasch and others. And he would say the clubs are doing a good job. There's some special things going on. Catherine Smith, a full-time woman coach in Buffalo. What's happening in Cleveland with Sashi and Hugh Jackson. Mr. Rooney in Pittsburgh. Ron Rivera and Cam Newton in Carolina. There are a lot of good things what we have going on in Minnesota. But one thing he would say is the two areas that we really need to continually striving and not forgetting, and I don't want this organization to get comfortable because it is going well, but we cannot continually think that we've arrived, is that we need to increase the opportunities that people that look like us on the business side. Yes. Right. Yes. So as everyone who knows me knows that I support football, I love football. I think X's and O's are important. I think how you rate players are important. But just as important, I want to see some people that look like us talking about financial statements and talking about naming rights and talking about EBITDA and talking about net present value and talking about financing stadiums and talking about sales and marketing initiatives, talking about money initiatives, because you really get a chance to know what someone feels about you if they'll let you in the room when they're having a conversation about money. So I'm not gonna put it on anyone in this room, I'm gonna put it on me. It's my responsibility to help grow people, the young people in the back of this room, to aspire. Good to be a coach, good to be a scout, good to be a general manager, but I also want you to aspire to be a team doctor, to be the team lawyer, to be the CFO, to be the COO, to be the CEO of these businesses. And the other thing that we really need to do that we don't need to lose sight of, which will be the coup de grace in the NFL, is when we get someone who looks like us to own one of these teams. So with that, you have my vow that I'm gonna do the very best job I possibly can do, because it's not about me anymore. I've done better than I thought I would do. I got a wonderful wife, I got great friends, I got two talented and healthy kids, I've won a Super Bowl ring. I've got a chance to travel around the world. It's not about me anymore. It's about making this place a better place for all of us to live in. And to think that every day that if Fritz Pollard walked in the door, would he say, Kevin, you have done what you're supposed to do, and I'm proud of what you have done. So every morning that I drive my car down Highway 5 to Winter Park, and Kim knows where that is, I think about all those people that have come before me, like Mr. Wooten. But I think about my grandfather, Fred Hubbard Warren, who was a porter at the Lures Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona, who had emphysema, who worked 17 years, 7 days a week, didn't take a day off. Those are the people I think about. And then I think about these young people in the back of the room. So with that said, enjoy this weekend, have a good time, but don't forget that as Fritz Pollard Lyons says, we drink from wells that we did not dig. There are a lot of people who could not be in this room together the way it looks. There are a lot of places that we could not go, and that what we need to do is keep pushing forward with class and integrity and professionalism. Grow the football side, but we got to grow the business side, and we need to get ownership taken care of in the National Football League. This is a great business. It's a great profession. There's no better way to make a living. These are wonderful people. We've come a long way. But I continually pray for God's grace along this journey, and that we make this the best place to work in all of the world. So thank you. Have a great night.
Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer with the Minnesota Vikings. Also honored was Doug Williams. Williams is best known for his MVP performance in Super Bowl XXII against the Denver Broncos and the legendary Denver quarterback John Elway. Williams engineered a 42-10 rout in which the Redskins set an NFL record by scoring 5 touchdowns in the second quarter. Williams completed 18 of 29 passes for 340 yards with 4 touchdown passes and was named Super Bowl MVP. Williams is the first African-American quarterback to win the Super Bowl. On February 10, 2014, he accepted a position in the front office with the Washington Redskins.
Thank you. First of all, I'm introducing my wife, Dr. Rhonda Williams. I just want to say thank you to the Fritz Pollard of the Lions and John Wooden, who has helped me and Harry I've known since the Pelican Bowl in 1975 when we played against him.
Y'all cheated.
Yeah, we cheated 27 points today, 7. But I just want to say this. I just want to say this is a great night to walk in this room and see so many people who have an impact on not only my life, but a lot of other people that's waiting to get and be a part of the National Football League. And thanks to John and Sari and the Chris Pollard line for allowing me.
Doug Williams, Super Bowl XXII MVP and personnel executive with the Washington Redskins. Also honored was David Shaw, head coach of Stanford Cardinals football. Since becoming head coach in 2011, Shaw has compiled a 54-11 winning record. He has been named the Pac-12 Coach of the Year in 2005 for the third time in 5 years, and he led the Cardinals to their third Pac-12 championship and a win in the Rose Bowl. Shaw has been an assistant coach in NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles, Oakland Raiders, and the Baltimore Ravens.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone in attendance, including my old position coach, Coach Tyron Willingham. Very, very excited to be here. Very grateful for this award. The Fritz Pollard Alliance, thank you all very much. It means so much to be an example of the way things are supposed to be, and that's the way that I look at my job. Trying to do my job and have some young kid somewhere out there say, you know what, maybe one day I can do that. And so it's not just about winning football games. It's not just about trying to get that next first down. It's about helping, hopefully, young men around this nation look and say, you know what, I think maybe I can coach football one day. And I can aspire to be a head coach someplace, maybe at a high academic institution like Stanford University, and go out and win football games and inspire the next generation. Maybe it's a young lady somewhere saying, well, if he can do that at Stanford, maybe I can do something else where I am. So I take that role very seriously as far as being an example, hopefully for young people to follow. So thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
David Shaw, head coach of the Stanford Cardinal football team. The recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award was the legendary Jim Brown, NFL Hall of Famer. Brown is also in the College Football Hall of Fame and the Lacrosse Hall of Fame. Brown is best known for his exceptional and record-setting 9-year career as a fullback for the Cleveland Browns from 1957 through 1965. In 2002, he was named by Sporting News as the greatest professional football player ever.
What an entrance, huh? Oh, my goodness. We brought the kids. My wife is here. We're trying to do it all, but thank goodness. Were you guys applauding for me when I walked in before I got here, right? Well, what happened? Big John, what happened? Is there something I should know?
No, you're ready to go.
Well, I think we're dealing with the fact that all of you folks here are believers in freedom, equality, and justice. And in that, there is no race, no color, no gender. It's human beings recognizing the need to help other human beings enjoy this great American life. So I'm at a disadvantage because I've known John Wooden for so many years. I've known the commissioner. The Pittsburgh Steelers were our nemesis over the years. But I don't know why I'm here, John. You won't tell me.
We're here because
we're getting the Lifetime Achievement Award.
You have done
everything
in the community
done
across
the country. Oh, goodness. See, well, I'll tell you. See, you got to be honest. Boy, I was rushing. I'm just very proud to be here. And we always like to be recognized by people that are sincere. I have an announcement to make to all of you. I am 79 years old, and 1 month I'll be 80.
Wow.
Years old. All right. And I'll just say this little short, give you this little short understanding of how I feel about the National Football League. It has been a major part of my life, the NFL. Through the ups and downs, they've always come through trying to do the right thing. I've known the commissioner for years, and his doors are always open. Big John Wooden fighting for Freedom, Equality, and Justice was one of my honchos, my partners back in the days when it wasn't too fashionable to have mixed audiences. And here we are today. And guess what? Is it Hugh Jackson? He is a person of color, and he is now the coach of the Cleveland Browns. In my closing, there's so many people that are good people. We don't always hear about the good people. We hear about the bad things. I've always been a person to recognize the things that others have done. And I don't know if Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam are here. Oh, there they are. I'd like to close out my statement by saying the Cleveland Browns, and I know John will agree with this, have been a wonderful organization. And when I mentioned Hugh Jackson, I'm sure Dee Haslam had to say about the fact that he's going to be hired. And Jimmy has even confused John Wooten with his hiring of so-called minorities. We're not minorities, but they say so-called minorities. So I would like to say they have my greatest respect. They have treated me wonderfully. And I think that says so much, because I think you all know me over the years. If it wasn't that way, there'd be no way it would come out of my mouth. So Jimmy, Dee, thank you so much for your respect and for what you're trying to do in Cleveland. And to all of you, thank you so much for supporting the Fritz Pollard Alliance. And I always have to let you know Big John is my partner. But I know some of these owners, I know a lot of the people that are in this room, and I would like to thank all of you. Thank you very much.
Jim Brown, NFL Hall of Famer and recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Fritz Pollard Alliance Foundation. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future In Black America programs, email us at jhanson@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm John L. Hanson, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.